you've got a great relationship with your mother-in-law, Glenn's mum and dad. Mm-hmm. You're close with your in-laws.
Love them.
Well, this has got to be the biggest reason to kick your mother-in-law out of your house.
Oh, okay.
What has happened? A woman invited her in-laws over for a nice little tea. Husband was away, so she thought, I'll get the in-laws around. Happy days, relaxing, 7 o'clock Sunday dinner. Cooking away. Hey, Jill, mother-in-law, can you watch the pot? I've got to go do something with the kids. Not a problem. Mother-in-law's in the kitchen. Cool, happy day. She's going to make sure the stuff doesn't get burnt and whatnot.
Of course.
Mum comes back into the room and goes, where's the pot on the pan and all the food that I've just been making? Oh, it got burnt. I chucked it away. She goes, what?
Oh.
I was only gone for 5 minutes and I asked you to stir it so it wouldn't get burnt. Oh, I turned my back and it just got burnt. So she's like, what's going on? So she checks the bin. Nothing was burnt. In fact, the chicken was still raw. Nothing was giving the vibe of the meal had been ruined. The mother-in-law decided to chuck away the dinner that was being made for the family because the mother-in-law didn't like it.
Did she have another dinner for them, ready to go?
She decided she was going to make something for the family.
Oh, okay.
So she got kicked out. See you later, mother-in-law. Gone. She got asked to leave the house. The wife said, you know what? You can meep out of here. Kicked her out of the house.
You know what? If I was cooking, Christine could throw out my cooking any day and bring her own in because she's a far better cook than I will ever be.
No, but it's the rude audacity.
No, I get that situation. It is like, you've gone out, you've bought these ingredients, you've prepared the meal, and it's all ready to go. Pretty much.
You're just waiting
for it to cook. Yeah, you'd be pretty mad.
Like, you know when you ask someone to keep stirring the pot so it doesn't burn?
Yeah, of course.
It's one job.
She stirred the pot in a whole other way.
Exactly. It's Jack and Jules with your Power Brekkie. Thanks to Betch Goods Motor Group. Used cars, 6 acre super site, Learmonth Road, Wenderee.